Blog Talk Radio.
Right here at Open Talk 2. Want to first say happy 2014. Hope everyone had a prosperous bringing in a new year. Want to take the time again to say good morning to everybody and hope you're having an awesome day. Also want to thank my supporters as my platform continues to build. And it inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible individuals on the show that have been successful in their business or just living out their dreams. And it also inspires me to know when I've touched someone and inspired someone who's took my advice or just started that ideal dream business or just took my voice on moving forward, what they want to do to build a better career or just want to do what you want to do with your life. So, and as always, I tell people, if you want to be successful, you must surround yourself around positive energy so you can focus on those plans and your provisions. Remember, y'all, success only moves forward. And remember, this is what the show is all about, inspiring, motivating, networking with each other in the best possible situation. Life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out because this is your life, your dream, your reality. I'm still looking for submissions from independent artists, so make sure you guys email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Want to quickly just say, got an email from a Brittany. She emailed me to thank me about a show I did a few months ago on doing the vision board, and she wanted to let me know she had did the vision board and her progress was showing good. So if not anybody who don't know what a vision board is, it's your plans or your ideas. It's more of an image representation on how to motivate yourself to achieve your goals. So thank you, Brittany, for the email. I want to quickly give you a couple of current events. January the 8th, social media and email marketing. Score Houston will have that from 8 to 11. And also January the 11th, Score Houston will also be having starting and running your own business. That's from 8:30 to 4 p.m. Again, guys, remember, always consult with your small business administration. And also, tonight is official training camp of the Houston Power. So anybody want to come out, watch the training camp, you want to take pictures of and get autographs with the players, tonight, 7 o'clock, Law Park, hey, make sure you be there. Last week of December, we had on the show reality star Houston Beauty, Queensley Phillips. Oh, yeah, she was here. Also had Lariat the Voice. Remember, y'all, follow her on YouTube. She has new music that's uploaded. So, again, her name is Lariat the Voice. So make sure you check that out. Today on the show, going to be having the writer, producer from Moesha, Girlfriends, Read Between the Lines, Let's Stay Together, Lamont Farrell. He'll definitely be in here with that. Want to say good morning to XRQK, my Los Angeles people over there, AB News Talk, Airtime America. Want to say good morning. Hope you guys are having an awesome day. Going to take a quick break, do my commercial break, and when I get back, going to switch gears a little bit. You know I have my edge of the street with the gossip. Got to give you y'all your reality segment, so stick tight, don't move. You're hanging with your girl Cindy on Open Talk 2. Be right back.
Are you ready for some football? Real women playing real football?
Well, check out the Houston Power Women Football Team at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. Do you want to capture the diva in you? You want to show off that perfect image? Well, call Nicholas at Picture It Photography at 281-716-0239. Again, that's Picture It Photography. Let him capture the diva in you. You want your lips to look glossy and look shiny? Well, Gimme Sugar is a new lip gloss collection that will be launching in the spring with seasonal colors, fabulous shades that will complement your skin tone. So check out Gimme Sugar's website at www.GimmeSugar.com. Having the right insurance can be very important, but finding coverage that works for you isn't always easy. And who has the time to sort through all those options? Inspire Insurance Solutions can help. We offer a broad portfolio of health, life, retirement, and long-term care insurance products. They're all designed to meet the needs of individuals like you, and they all come from highly rated companies. The broad selection allows Inspire agents to help you find the insurance plan that fits your lifestyle and your budget. So get solutions you need and the service you deserve. Call now to speak with a licensed agent at 281-408-0239. That's 281-408-0239. It's time for insurance centered around you. Call 281-408-0239 today. Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc. is an authorized agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Insurance products availability may vary by state. You want to brand your business? You want to take it to the next level? We're advertising with us at Open Talk 2. Let us help you take your business where it needs to be. So email us at opentalk2@yahoo.com for more information.
Welcome back, welcome back. You are hanging with your girl Cindy at Open Talk 2. Got to get down to my reality. Good morning, MJ. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, and you?
I'm good. Girl, let's put it on the table. It's been a minute since we hit this reality stuff.
I know.
We're a little rusty this morning. Girl, I have my ear to the street on the hip-hop, Love & Hip-Hop. What you watched?
Of course, my Atlanta Housewives.
Oh, that's right, Atlanta Housewives. What was going on Atlanta Housewives besides Portia getting her new house?
Your boy Chuck Smith, he is the talk of the town.
Oh, I know. That was a mess.
Yes. I mean, how are you going to try to bust out your girl, Phaedra, and Candy? It's a mini. You slept with them? And don't make it seem like, you know, you didn't have a relationship with Candy. You met her mom. If that was really a jump off, you wouldn't be meeting the parents. Come on now.
Girl. Well, you know, he had to make himself look good for reality TV. You know that.
Because if you look at every blog and different comments and stuff like that, everybody is bashing that dude. He looked like a fool.
Really?
Yes.
I gotta read that.
Yes, please look it up. People are going in on him hard. I'm like, you know, he looked like a big daddy, but no, he looked like a fool. Trying to bust somebody
out. Who did he play for? Who did he retire with?
Atlanta Falcons.
Oh,
Yeah, he played with them. But I mean, nobody knew him before the show.
I still don't know who he is.
But yeah,
what
that's
you
the
think
highlight
about
of
Portia?
That one. And then not to mention Cynthia's sister came back.
Oh yeah, that was kind of awkward. She just moved on in.
Self to stay with them for 2 months.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She didn't communicate with them to let them know ahead of time. I was like, oh, Mal, you can't do that.
No, ma'am, not no.
Mm-mm. No. Cynthia was letting her in there regardless, so.
Of course. I guess that's her sister. But what did you think about Peter talking about his man cave? He want a man cave that he can go to when they get into it or whatnot. I'm like, come on now. What you need a man cave?
No, that's not happening. That's not happening. Cynthia better not let that happen.
He better not.
I know, kudos to Portia with her new house. I'm wondering how she's going to pay the bills every month. But
I guess everybody has the same question.
That mama said, Portia, you think you can afford this? I'm like, well, as long as the show is still going, yeah, you can. But after
she's
that.
She's out. Yeah. It'll be until she goes off the show, I guess.
But it's nice, though. It's a really, really nice house for her. I'm happy for
now.
Like you say, she can move on and move around and do her own little thing. So I'm happy for her with that.
And that's too much house for one person.
Yeah. I'm sure your sister going to stay with her. I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm thinking that too.
Yeah. And what was going on with Mama Joyce? She's sick or something, or she didn't want us to let us know?
It's health problems. I guess it's her blood pressure might be going up or whatnot.
Well, it should be. She's trying to fight everybody. It should be. Mama Joyce.
Oh, Mama Joyce. Mama Joyce.
My Mama Joyce, girl. That was a mess. Mama Joyce. What was the? Did you watch Love and Hip Hop?
Last week, but I didn't get to see it this week.
Okay, wasn't really nothing going on. Joe Budden asked old girl to marry him, hopefully. He talked to his dad, got a little information, built up his confidence on that. So we'll see that on the season finale.
Yes.
So I'm sure she's going to say yeah.
Please no to her, please don't.
Then Erica, then Peter, he took my boo Peter, he took his wife Amina to a restaurant, and he had a pretty little slide of everything that they went through in their marriage rings and just a little slide. It was actually really, really cute. He took enough time to do that. That was really cute. So I guess they'll patch things up. But the rumor is on the reunion, she's going to come to the reunion pregnant. So, but the thing is it his baby? That's what we want to know. So, Peter,
what?
You listen.
You think she's been around?
I don't know. She may be. That's the thing. So we hadn't heard that out. Actually, you know what? After the show, I'm going to pick up the phone and call him to see what's going on. Since he gave me a little insight on the show. Peter, I'm going to call you after the show, so be ready. But what else was going on? Of course, Rich Dollars and Erica, they were getting into it about their little contract thing, so... But it was actually good last night. So, but that season finale is going to definitely be explosive. So you got to stay tuned for that.
Got to check it out. Is the reunion show next week or?
I think it's going to be their season finale. Then the reunion is going to be a week later. But, honey, I cannot wait to Tyler Perry's Love. What is it? Have and Have Nots come on tonight. So we got to stay tuned for that. It's going to be back tonight. It's definitely going to be back tonight. Well, thank you, MJ, for calling in. We just had a little reality. We didn't have a whole lot going on since everything is going off, so we gotta find something else to stay in tune with.
Well, we got plenty of celebrity news, but we'll say that for another day.
Okay. All righty, then. Thank you for... Oh, yeah. Sure do. That David Wade and the new baby, Ludacris, and there's a whole bunch of stuff going on, but let's just save that for next week.
Babies, yep. Let's go.
Well, have a good day, MJ. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All righty. All right, guys. Had to give you a little dose of reality. Wanted to get into the gossip, but we're running out of time. Got to get my guests in the studio. So going to give you your blast from the past. Ladies, everybody who's emailed me, I try to work this in for you. So bear with me. Here is your blast from the past, and after that, I will definitely have Lamont Farrell in the studio giving his insightful information and how he got successful and where he is today. So don't move. Stay tuned. You're hanging with your girl, Cindy, on Open Talk 2. Be right back.
All right. All blast from the past.
I got a buddy named Sally, and she don't squaw or eat pork with a spoon or fork, but I heard that some people don't like to wait.
Shit, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. You wanna rip you up, start a custody war, my lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story, we was divided. She had fish fries, cookouts for my child's birthday, I ain't invited, despite it. I show her the utmost.
Try to move your feet. See?
Today on the show, I have a gentleman that's truly branded himself in the entertainment industry. I consider him as the king of sitcom and comedy. He is the writer and the producer and the actor of Girlfriends, Moesha, Read Between the Lines, Let's Stay Together, and the CEO of Just Jokes Entertainment. And his brand continues to keep on soaring. Open Talk 2 listeners, put your hands together and let's welcome Mr. Lamont Farron to Open Talk 2. Hey, Lamont, how are you doing?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking the time to call me on your busy schedule. I know you got a tight schedule.
Well, that's quite all right. Thank you for having me on. I'm going to make time out for you.
All righty. Well, tell my listeners a little bit about yourself. How did you dive in the comedy industry, or how did you get your big break?
Man, I basically slept my way to the top. That's, to be honest with you, that's, no, I'm just joking. That was a joke. No, I grew up, I'm from Philadelphia originally, so I grew up in a pretty big family. I have 5 brothers, 6 boys, no girls.
No girls?
Yeah, no girls, just boys and my mom and dad. So it was always something going on with the 6 boys in the house, always jokes, always people talking about each other, practical jokes, you know, all that was going on. And we actually worked together, and my family had our own restaurant business.
Okay, all right.
Be all day, every day, 24 hours a day. And from there, I always wanted to, I didn't realize it at the time, but as a youngster growing up, I would always put, my brothers and I would kind of create our own little variety shows. And back then, it was before the internet, so we would just basically tape it and add our own commercials. So we basically had our own TV show, but on tape with our cassette.
Okay.
And we would play it back and listen to it and laugh at our own little sitcoms or talk shows or programs that we would make up and interview each other.
Okay.
Looking back on it, that was kind of my way, I guess, of getting into my first liking of entertainment industry.
Okay, that was really creative, y'all being just young teenagers. That was.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't even teenagers. We were probably 8, 9, 10.
Oh, my God, y'all were really young.
And so from there, you know, I always liked television like most kids growing up, but, you know, I had an affinity for, you know, sitcoms, so growing up, rushing home from school, you know, I would rush in to see the What's Happenings and Sanford and Son and
okay.
type of shows, and I just loved them. And so as I got older and I went to school, I wanted to major in journalism, and I minored in advertising just because I was a big fan of the Super Bowl commercials.
Okay.
I would watch all the Super Bowl commercials every year, you know, and I would say, man, that was hilarious, or I think they might have been better if they Doritos ad would have done this or that. I always had my own little critique.
Right. Okay.
So once I got to school and I majored in it, I was on campus, and they had a talent show. And you know, campus at the time, you know, everybody was broke. Nobody really had any money. So it was like $100 first prize. And so we would always go, and I played basketball. And I went to Temple University on a basketball scholarship.
Okay.
So a lot of the guys would say, hey, man, you know, you're always talking about that guy would have won if he or she would have done that. You should go up one week. And so I've never thought about doing comedy in my life. But at that time, I said, hey, I'll go up. You know, I mean, I wasn't shy, but growing up in a house of 6 or 5 boys.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided to do it, and I didn't win. I actually came in second place. I lost to the group Jeanne. You might know that they're pretty famous. They had a song, Hey, Mr. DJ.
Oh, yeah, I remember them.
Cover of Essence. But they went to school. They were students at Temple. They went to school with me as well.
Okay.
It was a young lady who was on campus at the time that was a student, but she was also a waitress at one of the local comedy clubs, the Funny Bone in Philadelphia. And she said, hey, how long you been doing comedy? You were pretty funny. You should go down there and do some comedy. And I was like, I've been doing it for like 20 minutes. You know, it's my first time ever doing comedy. And she said, hey, you should go down to the open mic. And I had no idea what that was, but I did it a couple weeks later, and I just fell in love. I saw all these people telling their stories and making people laugh. And it was just, for me, it was just like, wow, this is what I want to do. And that's how I got, how I kind of got started.
So it came, but really it came natural for you because you had been doing it so long, so.
Yeah, you know, growing up in the house with my my brothers, I said that was kind of my training ground. So when I got on stage, I wasn't really a shy person. You know, I played basketball, and I was actually at a high level, pretty good at it. So I was always used to being in front of people and performing. So it was just a natural progression going from the basketball court to the stage. And my training at Temple, writing my own material as a journalism major, and then I started writing my own material as a stand-up comedian.
Okay.
That was a transition for me as well. That, you know, went pretty smoothly. But at that time, I started opening up after a couple of years for a lot of famous comedians that would come through the Philadelphia area, like Martin Lawrence, Dave Chappelle,
okay.
Mark Curry, David Alan Greer. And so as they're opening the acts, I got to know them and network with them. And one day, David Alan Greer said, hey, man, you know, you're a pretty funny guy. If you really want to try to make this and do it as a living and really become successful, you have to move from Philly, because it wasn't really a huge market for
Philadelphia
comedians. So he said you should move to New York or L.A. And for me, I thought about moving to New York since it was so close to Philly, but you know, it was a little too close because I know I would be home for mom's cooking every weekend. So, and I would spend more time back at the house than I would in New York. So I said, if I move to L.A., I got to make it. Ain't no coming back. And I knew most people moved to New York and then eventually moved out to L.A. So for me, I thought I'm just going to cut the middleman out. And I just got in my car. I told everybody I was leaving. They didn't believe me. And one summer, I drove across the country in the early 90s and got to L.A. And I didn't never look back.
That's history, huh? So what have the success been like? Tell us what the success has been like.
You know, I spoke actually this yesterday at a career day. I speak to a lot of high school kids and college students about the entertainment business. And it's kind of surreal at times because, you know, this is actually, I'm literally living my dream.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can really say that. I set out to do, what I wanted to do, and I'm doing it today. And so entertainment business is a tough industry. I don't want to paint a picture that it's just a smooth industry because unlike most jobs, you know, if you work at Home Depot and, you know, you get fired or you quit or, you know, you need another job, go down the street to Lowe's, fill out an application, and you possibly could get hired. And the entertainment business, that doesn't really happen because they don't really advertise those jobs, you know.
Right.
Clothes industry, you never really see, you know, the scandals looking for a new actor, you know, in the newspaper or online someplace, you know, or a new writer. So these jobs are difficult to come by. You have to kind of be in the know. You have to be kind of on an insider or have an agent to get access to a lot of these jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to, but, that, you know.
That's the best way to get into it, though.
Exactly.
Right, right.
And so, so for me to have an opportunity to get in and to be able to stay in, but I've been doing this for a long time. I've been working as a professional, writer for almost 20 years. So I've been fortunate enough to continue to work and I'm actually working on my own projects now, starting my own company. And so, but for me, it's just a blessing. And I'm one to like give back. I actually teach a writing class because I feel it's the only way for us as people, and I'm not just talking about African Americans, but I'm African American, but just as young entertainers continue to work is to give back and teach one so we can create our own work, because once we create and we have power, then we can hire others. Because in the entertainment industry, African Americans are really, and a lot of minorities in general, and women are rarely represented.
Right.
For writers.
Right.
Writers' rooms, you know.
Yeah. So tell my listeners, what current events are you working on right now? Anything current?
Yeah, well, right now I write for the series Let's Stay Together on BT.
Okay.
It airs on Tuesday nights. Right now we're on hiatus. Comes on after the game, so I'm not sure what time it's going to come on when the new season will start this coming up this year in 2014. But that's I'm currently writing for that show. I also for my company Just Jokes Entertainment, I'm producing my first documentary, which I'm producing and directing. As I mentioned, I played college basketball at Temple for
I read that the other day, your article on that you're going to be doing like a documentary on that. Uh-huh, I saw that.
One of the most winningest coaching.
Congratulations on that, too.
Yeah, thank you. So it's a lot to go into documentaries, unlike shooting a movie or a TV show, because it's a lot of hours of pre-production, setting up all the interviews and acquiring that footage, because the footage, you know, is very costly, especially of NCAA basketball footage. And we've gotten quotes of like $115 per second.
Wow.
You can imagine that. That's, you know,
that's a lot.
Takes a lot to put
it is, it
like
is.
That together, but you know, I'm looking forward to that. And you know, we reached out to Bill Cosby to possibly narrate it, and so I'm really looking forward to that. So
that's gonna be awesome.
That, and I'm looking to perform, get on stage more in 2014. That's one of my goals. I just finished a feature film, my first animated feature. I finished that, so we're going out to try to sell that.
All right.
You know, a lot of positivity, hopefully, in 2014 for myself. And so that's kind of what's going on. But
okay.
The foremost right now, the documentary, we start shooting that next month in February. So
okay.
That's what I'm working on right now.
Well, since my show is about inspiring others, motivating, and networking, what would you tell any individual that who want to achieve their dreams or their ideal, you know, ideal dream business, or if they just want to get into that type of, you know, comedy or writing, what would you tell them?
Well, you know, I would tell them that, you know, because I know everybody doesn't want to be an entertainer, everybody doesn't want to be a writer, so I think the advice I can give, you know, goes across the board. I just believe that you have to believe in yourself first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
Do, because in this world, fortunately, there are a lot of haters. There are a lot of people who just quite naturally, just man is negative. So when
right.
You tell someone your dream, people, because they can't achieve it, you know, or they haven't accomplished their dreams, they're the first one to say, you know, and they might be legitimate friends of yours, you know, but mm-hmm. they think they're giving you good advice by saying, nah, you can't do that. Like, how can you become a news anchor? Are you kidding me? Like, who's going to put you in the news? Or how are you going to become a basketball player? Or you want to be a lawyer or a dentist? Really?
Yep.
You know any dentists? You know, so to me, you know, you really have to believe in yourself, and whatever you want to do, you just have to go for it. But you have to have a plan. You know, if you're
right.
without a plan, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. So you have to really put a plan out there and go for it. And I would highly recommend that whatever you want to do, reach out and try to touch someone that's already done it.
Absolutely right.
Now, with the internet, it's really no excuse. When I started out in this business, there was no internet. You know, it was in the late 80s, early 90s, and there was just no internet. So everything was by phone or a letter or just walking to somebody in the street. But right now, you can reach out, and
mm-hmm.
your show is a prime example of that.
Right.
We've never met in person, but we've met over the line, and now here we are.
Networking.
I'm speaking on your show and working together. So I think you need to reach out to someone that's already walked in down that path, so you can follow behind them and say, hey, you know, I'm thinking about being a dentist, or I want to go be a chiropractor, or I want to be a writer, or I want to be an actor. Reach out to people who've already done it or are currently doing it and say, give me some advice how I can do it.
Exactly.
And that way, you know, you can save a lot of time and effort and energy by looking at but look at somebody successful, of course, you know, someone that you think is the best in your field.
Mm-hmm.
Try to reach out to them, whether you follow them on Twitter or Facebook or what have you.
Right.
And just got to go for it and just never take no for an answer. The entertainment business is you're going to constantly be told no,
mm-hmm.
told no dozens of times. As a writer, I write and I try to sell scripts. I try to sell shows. You always get, nah, it's not for us, or, nah, you know, I don't think this is what we're looking for. But I always say that, you know, you can get 100 no's, but you only need one yes.
That's right.
You got to keep knocking on those doors.
Till somebody open it.
Yourself. And I can remember as a young comedian starting out, my mother would drive up to New York and try to get on stage. And literally would drive to New York and get on stage for 2 or 3 minutes and drive back home. And she would say, you know, like, why are you going to New York? You're not even getting paid. And, like, why are you doing that? And like, you're just wasting your time. But I knew that, you know, it was about the exposure, it's about the experience.
It's right.
But I had to crawl before I walk.
Mm-hmm.
So by doing that, to open up other doors and other opportunities for me. So never think you're too big for an opportunity. Never think that, you know, yeah, I'm beyond that. You know, I would say if you want to begin an entertainment business, there's plenty of almost in every town in this country. At some point throughout the year, someone will probably shoot a movie there or a TV show there or somewhere near you that you could drive to. I would say look online, see if you could be an extra, see if you can call up the production office and be a PA, a production assistant.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be part of something, you got to be there, be part of it, and get your foot in the door. And once you get your foot in, then you can navigate those waters and see how you can stay in.
But like you say, the key word is be persistent. And like you say, don't take no for an answer, keep pushing. And then my thing is, too, you got to have a passion of what you want to do in life. And I get a lot of emails from different individuals all the time. I got an email I'm going to share quickly with you with this lady. She was a plus size lady, and she wanted to be a plus size model. And she knew that, you know, plus size modeling is really not in demand. But however, you know, I told her, I said, well, my thing would be is to build her self-esteem up. It's go out, find you a photographer, take you a couple of pictures, get your little portfolio going, and then start submitting them. And I gave a few little companies to submit them to. And you know what? The gist of it is she got her first gig that's coming up in 2 weeks, so about the middle part of January. And I think she's going to be modeling for Kmart or Academy, one or the other. But like I told her, you know what? You got to be persistent. You got to be persistent. So
yeah, you got to be persistent because it's easy for people to tell you no. It's
that's
easy.
Right.
You know, it happens all the time, and I admit, you know, we're all busy, and I have people who approach me. I get emails, I get calls, everybody from my mother's friends from church, granddaughter wants to be an actor, so they're calling me or emailing me and want to know what can they do. So I'm constantly giving advice, but I tell people you have to be persistent.
Mm-hmm.
You call me or you email me, and I don't get back to you right away, or if I don't get your call or it might go to my spam, you reach out again because I'm doing the same thing. You know, I'm not above reaching out to people. I'm constantly reaching out to people for opportunities to try to do a show. I'm reaching out to studios or networks or with my agent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't just rely on him to try to make calls. I'm like, hey, I got an idea. I'm out of this movie. I'm going to call Sony. I'm going to try to set up a meeting. And, you know, so you got to be persistent because
right.
This is what you want. This is your goal of being part of a certain thing, whether it's business as an entertainment business or just in traditional business. You have to be persistent, you know, and I always equate it to relationships. I think everybody can relate to a relationship. So,
right.
You know, as a youngster growing up in, you know, high school, and if I liked a girl and I wanted to ask her out, and, hey, you want to go out on a date, you want to go to the movies, or you know, she might say, please, boy, I'm not going on a date with you. You know, I didn't give up. I didn't just say, okay, fine. Would I see her the next day? What would I do? Stay in the hallway, I would smile, might say something to her again, I might joke with her, might, you know, try to sit next to her during lunch off the bus and, you know, just walk her home or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Soon the girl's like, well, why are you always following me around? Because I like you, I wanted to take you out. All right, let's go out next Saturday. You know, and then, I mean, it doesn't happen all the time, but if I just turned around and said, okay, cool, no, and never spoke to her again,
mm-hmm.
then most likely you're not going to go out. So,
right.
Well, you know, if you want to be persistent, if you want something bad enough,
you got to be persistent. You got to go after it. You got to want it.
Got to want it.
That's right. Well, Mr. Farrell, thank you for calling in on my show today. Everybody, this is Lamont Farrell. He is the writer, producer. He is an actor. He has several things going on. Let's support him. Follow him on Facebook, guys. You know, you got anything you want to ask him? Like he just said, reach out to him, email him. Hey, he's there. So, again, this is Lamont Farrell. So, thank you for calling in today.
All right, no problem. And I just wanted to let your listeners know that, like I mentioned, I teach a writing class, and I actually started teaching it online as well. So, if they go to my website, www.justjokesentertainment.com. That's justjokesentertainment.com. Or you can reach out to myself on Facebook, Lamont Farrell Sitcom Writing Class on Facebook. It has a lot of information on how you can sign up for the class. So wherever you are in the country or around the world and online, and it's been really successful. And in my classes, not only do I teach you how to become a sitcom writer, you actually write a script. So when you get done the class, you will have a script that you can possibly take and stop or get an agent.
Wow. Oh, that's cool. I might even take that class myself.
Hey.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys, welcome back. Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed the interview. All right, guys, I will be back January the 14th at 10 a.m. Going to have on the show a hot new group from Atlanta making all the noise. The name of the group is We Are Tunes. Going to be making a debut for my co-host, Lo. He will definitely be here with me when in the interview. Again, follow me on Twitter at Open Talk 2. Like me on Facebook. You have any ideas or a story you want to share, or you just want to be on the show, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Again, I'm looking for independent artists to submit your submission so your show, your music can be featured on the show. So remember, check out the Houston Power football team. They are going to have officially training camp that kicks off tonight. So if you want to go out there, mingle with the ladies of football. I call them the Lady of Rage. Go out there. They'll be doing autographs. They can take a few pictures with you. So make sure you go out there tonight. It's at 7 p.m. at Law Park. All right, guys. Y'all have a blessed week, blessed weekend. See you next week, January the 14th.
Are you ready for some football? Real women playing real football? Well, check out the Houston Power Women Football Team at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. You want to capture the diva in you? You want to show off that perfect image? Well, call Nicholas at Picture It Photography at 281-716-0239. Again, that's Picture It Photography. Let him capture the diva in you. You want your lips to look glossy and look shiny? Well, Gimme Sugar is a new lip gloss collection that will be launching in the spring with seasonal colors, fabulous shades that will complement your skin tone. So check out Gimme Sugar's website at www.GimmeSugar.com. Having the right insurance can be very important, but finding coverage that works for you isn't always easy. And who has the time to sort through all those options? Inspire Insurance Solutions can help. We offer a broad portfolio of health, life, retirement, and long-term care insurance products. They're all designed to meet the needs of individuals like you, and they all come from highly rated companies. The broad selection allows Inspire agents to help you find the insurance plan that fits your lifestyle and your budget. So get solutions you need and the service you deserve. Call now to speak with a licensed agent at 281-408-0239. That's 281-408-0239. It's time for insurance centered around you. Call 281-408-0239 today. Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc. is an authorized agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Insurance products availability may vary by state. You want to brand your business? You want to take it to the next level? We're advertised here with us at Open Talk 2. Let us help you take your business where it needs to be. So email us at opentalk2@yahoo.com for more information.